So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin discussed a husband who said, Yedeani sheyesh mefirin, aval ein yedesh shezeh neder. He was aware of his ability to revoke nedarim in general, but did not realize that it was possible to revoke this particular neder. Remeir says, lo yafer, because he did not have sufficient knowledge for the day to be considered a yom shamay. While Rabbi Yehuda says, yafer, because miktas yediyah kol yediyah, knowing about hafar in general, is sufficient for it to be considered yom shamay. The Gemara assumes that while Rabbi Yehuda holds miktas yediyah kol yediyah, partial knowledge is sufficient, Remeir holds miktas yediyah lavka kol yediyah. One must be fully cognizant to be truly considered aware. However, regarding a ritzech b'shegig, someone who killed the person inadvertently, who was sent to galus, they each seem to reverse their opinions, as we see in the following brisa. B'loi ro'is prat l'suma divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The pasuk says b'loi ro'is, without seeing, that the ritzech did not intentionally target his victim. The implication is that he could have known of the victim's presence. And so Rabbi Yehuda argues that this pasuk excludes a blind person who does not ever see anyone else and would not have known of the victim's presence. Remeo emet l'rabbi says asuma. The pasuk includes a blind person in the Chiyuv Galus because he has some awareness of his surroundings as he can sense when someone is nearby. This is presumably because he holds miktas yediyah kol yediyah, while Rabbi Yehuda holds miktas yediyah lav kol yediyah. Sensing another person does not suffice to be considered aware. If so, both Remei and Rabbi Yehuda contradict their opinion on this matter regarding Afar. The Gemara answers, Hacha me'inyani dekra, v'hacha me'inyani dekra. They're not arguing about the general concept of miktas yediyah, rather how to interpret the psukim in each separate case. Rabbi Yehuda focuses on the pasuk about Sheyave Esri'eyu Bayar, he who joins his fellow in the forest, v'sumanami bar me'aliyahu, a blind person can enter the forest as well. Therefore, since a summa is understood to be included in this parasha, the pasuk b'loi ro'is must mean prat l'summa, to exclude him. However, Meir focuses on the pasuk mibli das, without awareness, and summa la bar meidahu. A blind person does not have sufficient awareness. Therefore, since the summa was already excluded, the pasuk b'loi ro'is must mean l'rabbis es summa, to include him in the halacha of galus. Zakt the Mishnah Hamader Hano Mechoisnoi. If someone made a neder to forbid his son-in-law to benefit from him, who writes a losses lebitimois, and he wishes to give his daughter a monetary gift, however, this would benefit his son-in-law, since the halacha of the wife's assets is Yelokech Bemkarku Baal Oichel Peres, her husband is entitled to the income generated by such assets. Therefore, Oimar La Hare Hamois O Eilu Nusunu Locha Bematano, Ubavad. He can give her the gift with the stipulation that her husband has no rights to it, and that she only acquires that which she eats. The Gemara explains the need for the dual stipulation. Rav says that Amar Masha Tirtziasi, if it merely says that she may do with the money whatever she desires, Kana Yosin Baal, her husband would get a share, thereby violating the neder. Because the Mishnah is the opinion of Remeir, who says, Yad Ishik Yad Baila. A woman's power of acquisition is always effective on behalf of her husband, and she cannot stipulate that he be deprived of his rights. In the same vein, it does not suffice for him to say, Ein Lebalach Rishuspa. Therefore, the father must add, Elamash Ad Nises Ben Nisanis Beficha, that she only acquires the gift as she eats it, at which point the husband cannot acquire a share. Shmuel agrees with this understanding of the Mishnah, but claims that the halacha does not follow this opinion. He maintains that if her father said Masha Tirtziasi, which is the equivalent of saying Amanasha Ein Labalecha Rishosbehen, without any additional conditions, Loikono Yersambal, the husband would not share in the gift, and so it would not violate the neder. This is because he follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, that Lo Yamrinan Yadisha Kiyad Baila. A woman can acquire assets and maintain full control if her benefactor explicitly stipulated that the gift is for her alone. The Gemara questions Rava and Remeir's opinion from the following Mishnah regarding Shetuvim Mevois, a partnership in a Mavoi. Ketzad Mishtadfin B'Mavoi, the Mishnah explains that when the occupants of several courtyards wish to permit carrying in a Mavoi on Shabbos, they must all place some food in one Chatzar, and they are then considered as residents of one common domain. How? Instead of actually collecting food from every party, One person can donate a barrel of wine and say, Harez l'chol b'nei mavoi, granting them all partnership in the barrel, and Abde v'shevchase ha'ivrim u'benoyu b'tagadolim, his Jewish servants or his grown children, can acquire a share in the barrel on behalf of all the residents, since they have independent powers of acquisition. The Braisa adds, v'ishtay, his wife can also acquire the barrel on behalf of the other residents. Now, if yad isha ki yad baila, and he always shares in their acquisitions, Erev lo nafik mishrusi debal, his gift will not be effective because it will always remain in his domain, since the kinyan was not performed by an independent party. This Mishnah seems to support Shmuel and the Rabbanan that lo yamrina yad isha ki yad baila. The Gemara first answers, Maidir Meir le'inin shituf. Meir agrees in this case that we do not apply the principle of yad isha ki yad baila, because just as baal shenasa matana le'ishtay, Kansa, ve'ena baal echel peres, if the husband himself gives his wife a gift, he completely relinquishes his rights. So too, l'zakeis lacher miyad baal l'zachia, as Tosef has explained, ki even the baal atzma mizach lahem, mistalik atzma mechalker. Since the husband himself is gifting the other residents through her, he relinquishes his rights in her acquisition. However, the Gemara points out that another braisa states clearly ve'elu she'ein zach lahem, and lists ishtoy among those who cannot acquire the chavis on behalf of the others. The Gemara therefore retracts the above reasoning and differentiates between when the husband gives the gift to her, where he does relinquish his rights, and when he gives the gift to others, where he does not relinquish his rights in her yad. Therefore, the Braisa rules that Ishti cannot be zeicha for the others. However, the Mishnah, which rules that Ishti can be zeicha for the others, b'sheyesh l'chatzah ba'isam al v'askinan. The Mishnah is discussing a case where she herself is a resident in this mavoi. This is possible when nafla be yerusha ba'oida arusa, she inherited the house when she was still engaged, and v'chasav l'din u'dvarm ein l'b'nechzayich, he renounced his claims to the chatzar. Therefore, Ishti can be zeicha for the others, because miga de zach l'navsha zach l'achrini, since she can acquire a shear in the barrel for herself from her husband, as we said earlier, she can also be kind of for the others at the same time. However, the Braisa is speaking of kishe'en lo bayis b'chatzar, when she does not own a house in that courtyard separate from her husband, and so she cannot be kind of from her husband on behalf of the others.